Amen. Beautiful music. All right, if we can kneel, we'll start with prayer for those that are just joining us that weren't with us earlier. So if you can kneel, please do so. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us on this Sabbath day, for everything that you do in our lives, for the hugs from heaven, and the changing of the showbread, the answered prayers, even the trials, because you give us smiles during the trials. And so thank you for that as well, Father. And thank you for all the praises that are going to be mentioned here in a few moments. We really enjoy doing this once a month, Father, because you do it daily. You're constantly blessing us, and the least we could do is once take some time out once a month just to say thank you before everyone. And so that's what we're about to do. And so thank you for blessing our gathering with your presence. And we offer this prayer and all these praises that we're about to share in the name of your precious Son, our eternal King, and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. And thank you again, Brother Joe, for recording. So, well, it's good to know it wasn't a consistent noise. Yeah, because I'm getting PM and Summer saying that, yeah, they could, you know, they could hear the little ones. But that's, you know, they're going to be kids. It's no big deal. You know, it wasn't overpowering. It was just, you could just hear them a little bit in the background. But so, and in regards to the cute little kitties that we got here today, so got a lot of praises. I got a lot of praises in the emails, and so I'm going to start off with a few. But I got some myself that I want to share. First and foremost is how. Ever the, you know, the Lord answered my prayers in this regard in a big way. As you know, I've had issues with, well, some of you may not know this, but I've had some issues with blood pressure the last few years, because, and I don't take any medication or nothing like that. I just do everything natural. No, I'm not on any blood pressure medication, no AMA stuff at all. And I, you know, I kept it pretty level here, and it goes down, but it jumps back up, and it goes down, but it jumps back up, and it's all because of stress, you know, all the work, and whatever. And so, you know, I do what I've been doing, and I've been praying extra hard. And the last, now it's been 4 weeks, I think. I want to just praise the name, because I don't know how. I mean, I know that I'm trying different things in regards to. You know, natural methods of, you know, eating things that are, you know, like even just celery for that example. You know, like before I eat a meal, I have a stalk of celery with every, and then of course I do the urine and chlorophyll thing to, you know, to build the blood cells up or red blood cells. My pressure has been normal for like a month now, no medication, nothing, you know, no AMA medication added. And so, and I'm in normal for my age, I'm saying, you know, I'm not 120 over 80, but I'm very, very close to that. It's nowhere near like it was, to the point where the headaches, you know, because sometimes your blood pressure gets so high, you get the headaches and the confusion, and even sometimes scary things happen, you know, where you feel like you need to get to the ER or something. But today's world, even that's not an option anymore. And so, you know, all they're going to do is they're going to, you know, anyway, but for the majority. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that and my salvation and the joy that comes with it. And I also want to praise the Lord for the new means by which we're streaming WTPR. I actually dug into my pocket and decided, okay, I'm going to use an actual professional streaming service, even though I'm doing the stream from my service, because I had to make a bunch of phone calls. I says, look, I'm not putting any of my audios on your servers, because I know what's going to happen. It's like putting any of my websites on someone else's servers. Yeah, they're going to say, oh, we can't do this. And that's why I don't put my videos on, like even video, like YouTube, for example. It's to the point where why bother? But I'm going to continue doing the videos and putting them on YouTube, because you know, 1,000 or 2,000 people viewing it is good enough for me. You know, even though we have over 30,000 subscribers, they're shadow banning the daylights out of me. And you try to search for my videos on my own channel, they won't come up. And I made a video about that the other day, last week. And I don't use Brighteon. I don't use GodTube. I don't use BitChute. and Real Video or something like that. I mean, there was, because I tried all of those. GodTube was the first, in fact, supposedly a Christian organization. They were the first ones to ban me for preaching truth on, you know, prophetic truth regarding Antichrist. And so, no. Now, I might get an email from somebody saying, well, you might want to try this one. Nope, it's not happening ever again. My videos are either going to be on YouTube, where they're going to get hardly any hits, or they're going to get the normal hits on John1429.org. And so, and the thing with the WTPR, I just wanted to praise the Lord in regards to how we have a way to broadcast the live stream that way. I also want to praise the Lord that Eli, Jafel, Novi, JoJo, and Jade are here with us this Sabbath. They're, you know, enjoying you know, a couple days with us here. Praise the Lord. And I also want to praise the Lord for answered prayer in this respect, because I thought maybe I upset the toads on our land. Kind of a long story. But we have hundreds of toads, and the most of the toads know us. Like if I'm alone or Fran's mowing along and there's a toad hopping around, we'll get off. Or Fran will wait till the toad moves on, or she'll shoo him away or something like that. Same thing with the baby bunnies. We'll get off and grab the little bunny and put them back in a hole or put them in the woods or something. We don't want to run the little guys over. What I do with the toads is I'll get off the mower, grab the toads, stick them in my pocket, and when I get near the forest, I'll just put them in the forest. We've been doing that for years, and so the little guys know us, and I guess. And this year we got an LJ Bloom in the fish tank that we have outside. It's a cow trough. It was here when we moved in. And I got a bunch of fish in it. And every year the toads have been coming in, and the frogs. Well, the frogs, actually, for some odd reason, are in there all winter. I don't know how they do that. But the toads don't. They burrow. They bury themselves in winter and just take a nap. But they come out and they get in there and they put a bunch of, you know, tadpoles in there. And but the algae bloom was so bad I had to use a dealgicide. It was natural and it doesn't hurt anybody, but it kind of looks like it makes my fish sick because they won't eat for 2 days when I do that. And but the other day there were 7 toads in there, and the day before yesterday we had, it looks like to be anywhere from 400 to 500. Them strings, a long string. It looks like caviar on a string, just little black dots in these strings. And as expected, when I got up this morning and checked, the strings are gone. And I remember the first time it happened, I thought, oh, no, some bird came and ate them. I said, no, they hatch. They pop out one at a time, and then the string just dissipates. And so they're in there. And in a couple, 3 weeks, we're going to have 400 or 500 new toads for the neighborhood. I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And the lily pads, we had a Sabbath flower bloom. A flower bloomed on the Sabbath day today. And so it was a pink one, or red, pink or red. Well, dark pink and then the lighter pink as it goes. But to me, it looks like dark pink and then white on the back. And it's beautiful. And it's got those yellow, I think they call them stamens in the middle. They're really pretty. And we did plant a few books. They were on sale. Fran got them at Menards or something like that. And I was worried that one of them died, but then I found out it broke loose of its container. It was floating around. It looks like a Baby Ruth bar with leaves sticking out of it. And I found it, and I stuck it back in its container and moved them because it needed light. I think that's what because I had them in a shady area where I was, and then it popped itself out. Look, I'm going for the light. It floated where the sunny section was. So that's where I put them all. Now they're growing really well, but there's no flowers on that side yet because they're babies. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that too. Everything is it's just really nice. And the fact that we don't live in a city, I want to praise the Lord for that too, because for the most part, except for my wife Hannah, you know, and Luke having to deal with going into the city, you know, a couple, 3 days a week, I don't have to deal with that idiocy that's going on with this plandemic. And so but I do see how it affects them and how you and everybody, and it's sad to watch what they're doing, but at the same time, I praise God. This means we're so much closer now. They're going to start enforcing the mark soon. The loud cry is going to go out first, of course, and so keep praying, keep studying. You know, we're gonna be on that in that number, hopefully, very, very soon. I got a PM here from Sister Gibson. It says, happy Sister Nick, whenever you get a chance. Oh, that's a praise. Thank you, sister. Oh, wow, I got to fix this one, too. It doesn't have the testimony thing in here. right. She always reminds me, and I must move it to me. Oh, here it is. Okay, let me turn that one off. Turn that one on. There you go. Thank you, sister. I thought it was a phrase, and she was just reminding me that I forgot to make the picture. So, thank you. She does that. Praise God. Because I always forget. Hey, okay, there we go. Now you can see it. All right. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Okay. All right, yeah. Thanks. All right, so Brother Anthony sent me an email, and this is his praise. And I don't usually read the emails, so we're reading this one together. And it says, "Hi, Pastor Nicholas. Hope you're doing well. In December of 2015, my daughter was in a bad fire, and over half of her body had third-degree burns. Wow. The doctors did not expect her to live. I had you and the church family pray for her. She was in a coma, and they told me if she made it, she would be in the burn unit for a year. The Lord answered our prayers, and she woke up and was only in the burn unit for 14 weeks. Wow. I lost a nephew to that, by the way. His car exploded. He was right next to it. And, yeah, he didn't make it. But he goes on to say that. But after she left the hospital, she got into heavy drug use. We have been praying for her to give up the drugs and come to Christ. She is autistic and does not understand much about the Bible and life. I sent her both your videos and Pastor Craig's, and I let her know about Sunday laws and the 501c3 government-registered church agencies. She stopped doing drugs cold turkey and found out she is pregnant a few weeks later. Wow. Our prayers don't always get answered right away. It can take years for our prayers to get answered. My daughter was homeless, but people took her in and for all in our lives. And we thank God for all of our church family and both Pastor Nicholas and Pastor Craig, who have been a true blessing to us both. Me and my wife also praise the Lord for all the trials we have went through. And we have had many trials, one after another, but be stronger from all the trials we are going through to prepare us to stand firm in Christ. God bless you, Pastor Nick, and your family and all the SDR family. And we'll keep you and your son and Luke in prayers." Thank you, brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for that. We need the prayer. Luke, we all need prayers. All right, I got a couple of more here. Oh, Sister Janet just sent me one, or Janet. I'm going to call you like I call my sister Janie. Jeanette, or Janie. Can I call you Janie? I'll forget, so no reason to respond. So anyway, she says, "Happy Sabbath to all. I would love to praise the Lord for keeping all of my family and friends healthy during these times. Also for getting a trail retirement being closed." What? Getting trial retirement? I don't know. We're buffering pretty bad on the stream, and I'm sorry. But a trail retirement being closed down for 9 weeks. My husband and I really enjoyed the time together. Praise God. Also for sustaining my business. I was greatly missed by my customers. Just feeling his presence, protection, guidance, and love has been carrying us through. Praise his mighty name. Yeah, amen. That's one of the things that a lot of people are noticing. Okay, like with this so-called lockdown, you know, where they're actually quarantining healthy people. Never happened before in the history of mankind. But people are getting closer to each other as well as closer to Christ. I notice that. And I want to praise the Lord again, too, about something that the Lord just reminded me of. I'm getting emails. I started getting an email from young people again. And this seems to happen a lot with this church family. And this young man emailed me the other day and said something about, I can't remember exactly what the email was about, but he was praising God for the truth and all this. He started coming to the website when he was 14, and he's been coming since 17, he's 21 now. And I'm thinking he was going to start joining us online or something like that. I can't remember because I get... But the emails have more or less tripled during this lockdown thing because people just, you know, got nothing else to do. So, and a lot of Bible questions. And so there's, give me some extra time because I'm still behind in the emails. But yeah, I wanted to praise the Lord for that because we get a lot of young people. I think that is so amazing. So let me just do one more here. I'll pick a short one because we got some whoppers in here. Wow, that one's long. All of them are long. On the way here, okay, this one from Brother Davidson. He says, Sabbat blessings, brothers and sisters. This testimony will be short, but I believe it is very relevant for this moment, which the Lord Jesus is allowing us to go through, preceding his second coming. Me and my mother have been constantly asking in our prayers for the Lord to further enlighten us regarding helping us to get out of the city so that we can move into a place which will allow us to be more prepared both physically and spiritually for the coming trials. Yeah. And a lot of people are starting to realize now, in other words, we don't have to tell people now that you got to get out of the cities. Now they know. Okay. And a lot of people are saying, thank you. Now I get it. Because now you really don't have to explain yourself anymore. Everybody knows. Yeah. You don't want to be in the cities. Out here and out in the middle of nowhere, yeah, we don't see next to nothing when it comes to this so-called plandemic, you know. And so they, you know, it's really amazing. Anyway, he goes on to say that we're not living in a large city, but we know that it wasn't the right place for us to stay in times like these. Long story short, our prayers were answered, and the Lord helped us take the first step towards our independence from the powers that be. Amen, brother. As Brother Davidson again. So, all right, let me drop the mic. We got quite a few people with their hands up, praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, I was praying about that earlier. You know, it'd be nice if we had more people on the mic. And so you're going to hear some praises here in a minute. So let me drop my mic.
Sabbath blessings again, brothers and sisters. I have a praise here from Sister Lynette. And she says, I'd like to praise the Lord for giving me the kick I need to finally give up on sugar and oils, cold turkey. Praise the Lord. And she says it's her first week. Amen. He's getting on all of us, sister. He's getting on me too. And I just praise his name for it. He's getting us ready. And he's just not forgetting us. He's just so loving. Praise the Lord.
Can everyone hear me? I wasn't sure if Sister Fran was finished with her testimony, so I wonder if she said she was ready to finish with her testimony. I'll just pass the mic back to her. Oh, I sound really low? Okay. But first, I want to thank everyone who has prayed for has been praying for my family the past couple of weeks. I asked Brother Nicholas a few weeks ago that I need the church family really get involved with some prayers for my grandfather who has passed away, unfortunately. But it has been a lot of trials going through the funeral process and just trying to make things short. Satan has really been attacking me throughout this whole entire process. For one, I was dealing with the nursing home not providing a death certificate for us to go ahead and give it to the funeral home. Then the cemetery we wanted to go with initially wanted to charge us $21,000 up front just to bury my grandfather into a mausoleum. And then it was so many variables that caused the funeral to be basically canceled and then removed to another week especially got to the point where my father who paid a minister $300 just to preach there when I told him I could have preached there. But there was some silver lining to it. Throughout the whole entire week, I kept praying, and my dad went ahead and talked to my dad and said, yeah, I need about 15 minutes to speak. Got the 15 minutes, and this is where it had a little silver lining there. After a while, I started researching. I had to research on cemeteries again, and I found out that there's some cemeteries in my area. There's a lot of cemeteries being bought out by a particular company, and they were raising the prices almost by three times the price. But I also noticed another thing that the Lord opened my eyes to was that the Catholic Church was also buying up a lot of the cemeteries in my area and then telling people that in order for them to bury people in the cemetery, they have to be Catholic or the person who's putting their family member there has to be Catholic, which means you got to convert to Catholic in order to use our cemetery. So that was actually very good to know that the Catholic Church is trying to buy up a lot of cemeteries in my area. So that was one good thing to know. But of course, it was as tempted as it was, I had to say, nope, I'm not giving up my eternal future just to bury my grandfather. So, but at that time, I got very depressed, and I started to feel like there was no hope of getting my grandfather buried. So right away, I prayed that night, and then the next day, the Lord told me, just go and research. And I did a lot of research. It took me about a good 6 hours of researching, and I found only 3 cemeteries in my area that was not affiliated with the company that was buying up all the cemeteries and raising the prices, and the Catholic Church. And they said that for my grandfather, it was only $4,000 to bury him there. And then for both him and my grandmother, it was $7,000. I was like, oh, wow, that's great. So we went ahead and we, since we was paying everything out of pocket anyway, so that was a whole lot better than $21,000. But, of course, on the other hand, the Catholic Church, they had the prices way lower than that. But that's just a means to get people to convert to Catholicism by using the cemeteries. But as we get to approach the funeral, I went ahead and I gave the sermon on the state of the dead at the service. Unfortunately, Satan attacked again during the service where the pastor that was supposed to be going behind me basically started tugging at my shirt and telling me it's time to stop, that you're going over your time and things like that. So unfortunately, I was only five minutes in. We agreed on 15 minutes. And then all of a sudden she got my dad involved, and my dad started calling me while I'm on stage, and I'm sitting there trying to ignore them, but I started stumbling over my words, right, because I kept focusing on the distractions, which, you know, I was very disappointed in, but I had to close the sermon out within 5 minutes and 29 seconds. But I was very depressed about it, and I texted and messaged Brother Nichols about it, and I was very down about it for that day. But then also the next day, because after I got off the pulpit, that pastor took 30 minutes to preach. But what's funny was I got text messages the next day, people saying they asked me, was I done with my sermon? I had my cousin text me. She says, Darren, it looked like you closed out early. What was going on? I said, well, I didn't get the chance to finish the whole sermon. She said, well, if you can, you know, I could put it on Facebook for the family. If you could record it, finish your recording, and give me a recording of it, I could put it on our family Facebook page. I'm like, oh, snap. I'm like, okay. So I was depressed, but that little bit, that one conversation uplifted my spirits very high. So I went ahead and recorded the sermon, gave it to my cousin, and I don't know if it's on the family Facebook page. I don't have one. So I'm just praying that it's there. But I do thank everyone for listening to this testimony, because the Lord has been very helpful to me and my family throughout this whole entire process. Thank you. Have a great Sabbath. God bless.
Sabbath blessings. Can you hear me?
Sabbath blessings.
Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, okay. Just the lag. Okay. So, Joe and I have a few praises to share. We would like to praise the Lord for travel mercies, keeping us safe, traveling to and from Michigan. While we were visiting our family, we talked to a former neighbor for probably over an hour, I would say, sharing some truth about this pandemic. And praise the Lord, he knows how it's all fake and corrupt. We also talked about the health message in our faith. We also would like to praise the Lord for mailing to literally everyone in our town the Are You Ready tract, and also redirecting a tornado that was in our path after we prayed. Our final praise is we were given individual opportunities to share end time truth with a restaurant manager, a police chief, the health message about a plant-based diet to a vegetarian customer, and a job opportunity for me with my current employer. So praise the Lord for the many witnessing opportunities and seeds being planted. Sabbath blessings. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing, everyone. I got a few more here. I got one from Brother Tile here. Let's open up this PM a little bit here. It says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick. Wishing you a quick recovery with the blood pressure. Well, it's already, it's done, bro. You know, the Lord healed me. Like 4 weeks ago, my blood pressure has been normal for 4 weeks. Anyway, he goes, he just wanted to find out if can... Well, wait. Maybe this isn't a praise. I don't know if any confession is only restricted. Oh, no. You could confess with your heart. You know, when you're in private prayer, you don't have to speak it out loud or nothing like that. No. Yeah. The Lord hears your... that's one of the neat things about praying it to our Father. We could do it in silence and He can hear it. Satan can't. Satan can't hear our prayers, but he can guesstimate pretty good reading body language. So anyway, Brother Yas went sent a praise. He's from India. He says, seven blessings, dear brother and Pastor Nicholas, and I wanted to praise God for covering me with the blood of the Lord Jesus and protecting me and my family with His everlasting love. I want to thank Him for helping me to keep His commandments. I want to praise God for giving me the opportunity to share the present truth with my schoolmates. And I want to request to pray for the watering of the seeds and for the increase. Hope and pray you all have a wonderful Sabbath. God bless. Brother Yasmanth. Amen, my brother. He's here today, right? He's here. He comes. Let me just see, because I don't know what India has with their time zones. He's usually right there in the bottom, but no, he's not here today. God bless you too, Brother Tayo. All right, let's see. Brother Zimbe. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, I like messing with him because he's on WTPR, and him and I have we have a tendency to converse an awful lot online, it seems, and in email. But he says, thanks, brother. I decided to do a study about... I wonder if this is a... Is this a praise? I'm thinking. He says, thanks, brother. I decided to do a study about Proverbs 8 only to discover that it was twisted out of context. All it talks about is eternal and wonderful the wisdom of an eternal God is. And by the way, I also got to find out that the eternal wisdom of the eternal God is, in fact, the keeping of His commandments. It is so amazing how the precept upon precept method can't lead you off the path. Praise the Lord, for He is good. Amen, brother. So I don't think that was a praise, but it kind of is a praise if you think about it, because he's praising the Lord for, JP, if you want to speak, you just turn the microphone. Yeah, I guess people that are new don't know how to do this, and so I should actually say this every time we do a testimony service. In order for us to be able to get, for you to get my attention or anybody else's attention that's on the microphone and you want to speak on the mic, on the top left side of the chat room, you'll see where it says, not where you see the gears. There's a black empty box. I have to leave that there for the other stuff to work. That's where a video would be if you were using your webcam right now. But underneath it, it says camera on and off. That should have no check mark. And then it says voice on and off. If you click that right now, a hand shows up next to your name. And that lets me know that you want to speak. All right, so try it now. Just click where it says voice on and off. And then when you do that, when I drop my mic, then another radio box will appear, which will say hands free. And then you click that, and that way you don't have to hold the talk button down or nothing. Nobody uses it. I think the talk button is CTRL on the keyboard. And so, but yeah, if you just hit the hands free, and then when you're done talking, you just turn the voice on and off again. You just click it, and then it shuts your mic off. And then the next person, whoever had their hand up, their mic turns on automatically. Hopefully he heard all that. he did. Okay, he just turned on his hand. His hand is up now, so he's the next one that's going to speak after I drop my mic. So let me just do one more praise here, but they're all long ones, and so this is going to be a little bit here. Sister Teresa sent three praises. Each one's kind of short. So the first one, she says, Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. First praise. I would like to praise the Lord for giving me the courage and strength to stand up to not getting tested for the virus in my work establishment. Isn't that neat? Some people think you have to do it. Anyway, I am aware of the agenda behind it, and the Holy Spirit in me was just too strong, and I just couldn't do it. I had to have several meetings, my manager, nurse manager, executive director, whatever. They were kind and understanding and even offered me to do the test myself with a nurse present. However, as I stated before, I just couldn't do it. End result was that they asked me not to attend work or self-quarantine from the nursing home for 14 days with pay, which is nice. And then after the quarantine, I gave my resignation. Wow. Because I see this being an ongoing issue. However, God is good and is providing for my needs. Praise the Lord. Wow. Praise the Lord, sister. All right. Second praise. Although I always pray for the Lord to use me for his work, the one morning I asked him to send someone to me that he was trying to reach while I was at my husband's work site, a gentleman named Randy and I got into a conversation about the virus and the smokescreen behind it. Randy then relayed that he is a believer in Christ and he thinks it all has to do with Antichrist. Wow, Randy's smart guy, spiritually smart. That gave me an opportunity to share some truth and gave him an SDR card that he was happy to receive. Please pray that the seeds get watered. Praise the Lord. Dear sister, somebody named Randy has been emailing me recently. Just so you know, I wonder if it's him. And he wanted textability in the room, but I gave it to him because he's, you know, I've been talking to him for a couple weeks. But then maybe he's on the radio or something. So, but praise the Lord. I think it's you're Randy. I'm hoping. And then third praise, she says, as most of you know, we weren't able to get into a campground because of them not accepting new seasonal customers and there being a wait list. Yeah, same here. We haven't had a camp meeting this year. But praise the Lord, we got some of the brethren here with us this week again, like a couple of months ago. Anyway, since January, I had several conversations via phone and email with one of the owners of the park that we were trying to get into. The Lord provided a temporary place for us to park. However, they have a big 5G tower going up practically right outside our front door. The dishes are not on yet. However, the dishes are going to be vertical in shape, sister. They're not going to be round. But if they're round, they're 4G or just wireless internet. But anyway, they have a big 5G tower going up practically. Dishes are not in yet. However, they will be in a couple of months or so. I went into several deep prayers, thanking the Lord for the temporary place that he provided and emphasized how crucial it is for us to get into a park, as he obviously knows. I recently had a strong urge to just go to the campground to see if I was able to have a person-to-person conversation. When I arrived, the office door was closed and no one was in sight. I walked around for a few minutes and then went back to my car. I started to pray and ask the Lord, if this was his will, could he please have someone walk out of the office? I waited for a little bit. No one was in sight. I then said to the Lord, if no one walks out in 5 more minutes, I'm going to leave, and then I will know that this is not your will. I was just about to leave when the owner walked out. The end result was we were able to get a site. Hydro and internet is also included, praise the Lord. Oh, man, I wonder if they're doing Ethernet now. That'd be nice, because they're wireless internet. You listen to most campgrounds. And then she says, it is a lot different here. Praise the Lord. Please continue to pray that we are able to buy land this year. Thank you. God bless and send a heart full of love. Sending a heart full of love, Sister Teresa. Thank you, dear sister. Amen. Amen and amen. So, that's kind of me and Fran we're being tempted to do in the coming years, days maybe, hopefully. RV full timers. Yeah, you know, we got an RV too. But right now, you there's nowhere out here that'll let you park. So, all right, now let me drop the mic, and then Brother Lakos is going to be the next voice that you hear. Did you forget to click hands-free? Brother Lakos, or JP, I'll call you. If you notice, when I drop my mic, put your hand up again. In other words, click where it says voice on and off. And then when I drop my mic, right underneath where it says voice on and off, a radio button is going to pop up saying hands-free. Click that, and then you can talk. And then click voice on and off when you're done. And that way you drop the hand, and then the next person can talk. So if you want to try it again. I don't know if he heard me. Oh, there, he's going again. Okay. All right, so now right when I drop my mic, notice that right underneath the voice on and off, there's going to be a thing saying hands-free, and you just click in there, and you then we'll be able to hear. Now, you got to click in the empty box. Don't click the talk button, because if you click the talk button, you got to hold the click down. I think just click for the little hands-free box. Wait, if you're using a cell phone, this ain't gonna work. Are you using a cell phone? Yeah, just try it again. Try clicking, because most cell phones, somehow Craig's able to do it, but most cell phones, when you click the it'll let you click the box, but no one will hear you. So let's try it again. Oh, he's on a laptop. Okay, well then that hopefully he's on a laptop. All right, so try it again, brother. Okay, I'm going to drop my mic. All right, wait. He's got to get his hand up before I drop my mic. So click the voice on and off, brother. All right, now I'm going to drop my mic and then click the... Okay. Yeah, we're not hearing you. We're not seeing any red or anything. Usually when your mic is hot on our end, it'll glow red. It'll let us know that it's glowing. Some people are seeing the red, but I'm not. I'm not seeing an email. So try it again, Brother JP there. All right, try something different then. JP, after I drop the mic, hold the CTRL button down on the keyboard. You know, because that one does the hands-free too, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so try that. Yeah, you got to keep holding it down. You can't let go. So it might be, are you using a Mac? Because it might, well, if you're a Mac, you somehow got in a room, so it should still work then. It was red for a couple seconds, which is longer than usual, which means you were holding it down, but then you picked up your finger. So, and you got to make sure on the control panel that the microphone's turned on. You got to go into control panel. If you're using Windows 10, you go to control panel, and then you go to sound. It's just a little speaker. It's near system. It's just a little round speaker. And then click that, and then you got to go to recording, I'm pretty sure, and then you click mic. You turn the mic on. You know, you right-click and say default for microphone. So try it again. Yeah, I don't think your mic's turned on. I think that's what the problem is. Are you using Windows 10? Did someone give him help there with a PM there? Go back and forth with him there with a PM? Help him out. Because if he's using Windows 10, all he's got to do is go to control panel. Let's see. If I could you go to control panel, scroll down to where you see the little speaker that says sound, and you click that. And then another window pops up. And then you got to hit recording. And then where it says microphone, there's got to be a green circle with a white arrow in it, and if there isn't, then you click the microphone and then hit the set default button, and then your mic will work. So you need to try it again. Oh, he's using Linux. Okay, well then that ain't gonna work. He's using Linux. All right, so then however you got to turn out, it depends on the distro you're using. And so I don't know which distro you're using, and I haven't used Linux in a while, so I don't know how to turn your mic on. So make sure your microphone's on and then try it again. Okay. Well, I guess he's going to look through his... all right. Well, if you happen, like when we're doing the praises and stuff like that, JP, you know, just look around in your system and see if you can figure out, you know, get the mic on. And then once the mic's on, put your hand back up and we'll try it again. So I think Sister Fran has Sister Vera's praise. But I'm going to read one more here, and it's kind of long. I got three. Well, this one here is not so long. This, oh, no, it is. It's. Oh, no, this is a separate praise. Oh, I can't do voice chat. No. Don't do the voice chat thing, JP. The buddy thing we could do, but if I do the voice chat, then I have to shut the mic down on my end. And so I could do a PM. So I'll just do that. Yeah, we could do PMs back and forth, but right now I can't, you know, can't do a voice PM. That's a neat feature with this chat room. You could do a private voice chat with someone or a private video and voice chat with someone. So, all right, I'm going to read this one. As a matter of fact, this is a separate praise. No sound on YouTube? Okay, sorry about that on YouTube. Right, sorry, everybody. We were having mic issues, and I'm so sorry. I forgot to put the mic back on. All right, I got a praise here from Sister Marlene. This is a YouTube comment, and I asked her for permission to share it because I can't remember exactly what it's about, but in my own comment, I put, this next praise makes all the attacks worth it. All that stuff that we're going through as Christians. She says this, I want to just say thank you so much. About the 25 to 30 minute marker in this video, I can't remember which video it is, but, oh no, it's Lockdowns, Compliance, and Sunday Laws. That was a live stream that I did, and I apologize for not doing live streams for the last 2 weeks, but, you know, kind of trying to catch up here. And so, but she says, about 25 to 30 minute marker in this video really gave my heart some more peace. She says, I have been reading as much as I can from your blog and searching out things myself. The Lord even is drawing my husband towards more studying again. I still have so much I want to learn and desire to learn. I realize how naive and ignorant I am and still am on things, rather, as we all are, sister. I had accepted Christ into my life at age 16, but I never thought in my wildest dreams that it would lead me here. I started out searching for God's real truth about 4 years ago, shortly after my son was born. I felt like stuff was shallow and felt short and felt meaningless, that the world just seemed on the surface. The Lord led me and guided me first through all of the breaking down of the music, the things on TV, etc., mostly seeing everything for what it was. It also included those that I thought I could look up to as far as places to find guidance, mostly television preachers. Then the Lord moved my life around a bit, and we pulled back from going to the church we were at. Found out we were having another baby, a little girl, and things got quite busy after that. Then one night while nursing her, I fell asleep, and that was when my world was really rocked. The hardest I've ever felt it shake. She ended up passing away, her little girl, and I felt really lost. But the Father's hand was with me the entire time. For a year and a half, I was just beside myself and really just didn't know what to do. This past March, he started tugging me back into his word. I really feel like he gave me a healing touch because it was so bad. My whole body used to just ache with pain. But one night, I just felt this warmth wash over me. And a couple of weeks later, I woke up and I was in a complete peace. But I was still searching for answers. Listening to one of your streams about what really happens at death gave me so much more clarity and hope and peace. I can't stop searching, and I want to be able to understand it all. Thank you for allowing Jesus to use you, really. You have no idea some of the things I understand now have helped me to continue toward more and more peace in my life. All the fear of depression is gone. All the constant worry and anxiety that I just may have to lose everything is gone. I'm freer today than I've ever felt in my life. There's some words missing here every now and then. That's why I added some things. And now I have such a desire to share all I can of your things because it breaks it down in a way that I can understand it without feeling confused. I know I still have a ways to go in knowledge and more understanding, but Thank you for being obedient and someone who also loves people enough to be honest and open about all these things when not a lot of others are. Yeah, that's what I notice a lot. And some people say I'm a little bit too bold and stuff. You know, tell me sometimes it angers people. So you, whether you're gentle or bold, they're going to see it as bold and angry and stuff, you know. So, but some pastors out there, I noticed that they're like that. They will just be really gentle and kissy-kissy, huggy-huggy thing, and they don't really help you. They'll just, you know, nod and give you someone to cry, a shoulder to cry on, but they don't really offer any help because they don't know how. Because they're in it for the money. They're not in it for the souls. And she finishes by saying, so may the Heavenly Father keep blessing you through Jesus Christ and know what you're doing is really helping. And that really, really was a blessing to me because, like I said earlier, this makes all the attacks worth it when I get emails or PMs like this, because sometimes you wonder, you know, because the hate that's out there is it's phenomenal. It's how much the hate that comes in the emails and the PMs and the hackers and the attackers and the trolls. I mean, it's just, it never ends. So, but that's, it's supposed to be. Yeah, Fran, let me just double check that I did hit the send. Oh, maybe I didn't. Oh, no, that's a POGM contact thing. Yeah, no, I did send it. Try check. Okay, she got it. All right, never mind. All right, so she got it. All right, thanks, Fran. All right, I got two more praises left, and they're kind of large. And so did Brother Lakos. Oh, no, Fran's next. Okay, so let me drop the mic.
Blessings, everyone. I have here a praise from Sister Vera. And Sister Vera says, Sabbath blessings, beloved brethren. I want to praise Jesus for inspiring our church to study and look into Christian temperance and Bible hygiene, and for speaking through Brother D to me the whole time through these health studies. Also, through the studies, God has led me to begin to attain to more health reforms in my life and discover many new information regarding health and diet, which I never knew before, though I studied that subject as a profession in my early youth. Through these church studies, I actually got to see how great in opposition are the health laws of God versus that of man, which made me realize how truly faulty are the dietetic recommendations of this corrupt world, and that much of it I have to unlearn now. I also praise Jesus for helping me to begin eating only 2 times a day and also to begin separating fruits and vegetables in my meals, which I noticed helped stop my upset stomachs that I used to get right after my meals. I'm also praising Jesus for helping me to work on my sugar cravings that I get right after my meals. I also want to praise Jesus for the timely messages that are spoken in sermons and on videos that Christ inspires Brother Nick and Brother Craig to touch on, which are right then, and they're so needed to be heard by either me or by the person that I was sharing the truth with that moment. It amazes me how God does that each time. And as I was in prayer today, I was overwhelmed with gratefulness to God that over 7 years now, Christ has heard my cry of desperation, of me wanting a way out of all the confusion of the 44,000 Christian denominations, all claiming different things while professing to believe in the Bible and Bible alone and into the truth. In answer to my prayers, He has led me to this church where truly only the truth is provided. And I'm so grateful to God for using this church not only to lead me to the truth in teaching me how to detect lies and deep delusions of the Antichrist that are blending the whole world through the true study of the Bible and earnest prayer, but for also truly disciplining me to become an efficient fisher of men, which has also flourished in me a zeal and a love for souls, and to thus share with them the precious and pure unmixed with human errors, truths of Christ, no matter the cost. And lastly, I want to praise Jesus for all the precious opportunities throughout all this past month to share the precious truth, or present truth, with many despite Satan's efforts through COVID to try to press these opportunities. Please pray that a hunger would be stirred for the pure teachings of Jesus in this Muslim community that I live in and amongst my Russian Baptist fellow men that I'm so earnestly sharing with online. That you will all have a blessed rest of the day. God bless. Servant of Christ and beloved Sister Vera. Praise the Lord, Sister Vera. Praise the Lord. And I will hand the mic over.
Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. All right, I got a couple here left. First one's from Brother Arturi. He says, Sabbath blessings, church family. I haven't shared anything before, but I want to praise our Lord now. Earlier this week, I was driving. Cars in front of me stopped almost instantly, as I didn't see at first what made them do that. It was a runaway dog. It caught me by surprise, and it had to hit the full brakes. It seemed at first I would crash, but just before I hit the car in front of me, I stopped almost unnaturally, instantly, but smoothly. I praise and thank God for keeping me safe and protecting me from unnecessary expenses as well. This inspired me to share everything He has done for me, major parts anyway. I try to give just a summary and keep it short. And so I guess these are multiple praises that He sent. So He goes on. Before finding the truth, I was miserable. In retrospect, I had everything I really needed, like good health, a house to live in, and enough money to come by even if I couldn't get a stable income. But whatever was going on in my life and in the world, it made me to contemplate to just kill myself. Then I found Presence of God website. Oh, wow. When I decided to end it all. See, I wish I would have read this earlier. Anyway, let me just read on. After reading about the prophecies and historic proof about them, I was absolutely amazed. I couldn't stop reading and learned about the Word for a couple of days, since everything started to make sense. So praise and thank the Lord for our pastor and other amazing people in the church. You are literally saving lives. Okay, amen. Yeah, I'll join in that because, yes, everybody in this church, it's not me. It's not just me. The Presence of God Ministry is a bunch of people. It's all of you guys. Because we all work in this together. So, because we're not supposed to praise each other, stuff like that. Anyway, initially, he goes on, accepting the truth and accepting Jesus as my Savior were the only things I could do instantly. With the rest, the Lord had to work a bit harder for me. First, I managed to stop eating pork after a month. Then alcohol in around 6 months. Eating beef took a bit longer. but lately, I have been totally fine without eating bloody meat. I still eat chicken and fish sometimes, but I have no doubt Christ will keep on working with me. Amen. Sounds like the same path me and Fran went through. So anyway, one thing I struggled with was sharing the truth with others. My mother didn't take it very well and tried to make it sound like obeying God and His Word over doing what people ask me is rude and selfish, etc. But eventually she understood I chose God over other people, over when it comes to arguments. Even if I can hold my ground now in the truth, I can't really make people see the truth. I let the Spirit handle it and focus on helping with the work in the ways I can, meaning leaving tracks everywhere and tithing from the little I have. That's why I praise our Lord, for He makes us stronger by obeying Him. What I had the hardest time with was porn and related stuff like that. It felt impossible for me to overcome that. I kept praying and asking Jesus to help me as I tried to do my part as well as I could. I was still... In other words, this is the definition of being dead to sin. Well, remember what we were talking about last week? And so, yeah, because you do it, but you don't want to do it like, you know, old wretched man that I am. So praise the Lord that the Lord's working with him. And He has a desire to stop. But let's see where it goes from here. He says, I was still very weak in this area until one day I played a very disgusting video game. You probably can't say this out loud, but it can. Well, yeah, you can. I don't know what that other word. Well, there's rape and then torture and something else. I don't know. He left a bunch of words out, and I can't guess what that one is. But anyway, he says, this made me feel, it sounds like Grand Theft Auto is what he's talking about here. But I've never played it, so that's what people tell me, that it has those things in there. This made me really think, what am I doing? And thought, if the Lord is thinking similar thoughts as I was thinking, then when he sees us doing what we shouldn't, I stopped right there and was done with it. Since then, even so-called healed stuff, yeah, because that's how the devil gets you right back in, you know, the okay. And stuff. Anyway, I was hopelessly weak, but now my former weakest point is my greatest strength. Amen. And it is about that. Everybody needs to get to that point. Everybody needs to think of it that way. Your weak point should become your strongest. Literally, yes. I was hopelessly weak, but now my former weakest point was my greatest point. It is all thanks to Jesus. The way this happened is far from how he would have wanted to handle it, but I guess I needed to feel very ashamed there. That's why I wanted to give words of support for those listening that might have problems with their walk and feel bad you aren't as strong as other people here that might seem to be. I want to tell you to stay strong in the Lord and His Word and pray every day with sincerity to become stronger. Some church members here might look amazing when they bad habits but it's all God. Look at me, for example. Some sins felt so overwhelming, I thought I would never get it. Well, he's putting this really nicely. He says, but eventually I made it with the help from Jesus. Sometimes it takes serious spanking and intense trials for us to make our straight. But stay strong and you will be rewarded. You can make it. I still have some time, but with the Lord Jesus, I have the faith. I will overcome them in time as well. I ask your help to take those last steps towards perfection. Wishing you all the best and take care, church family. Amen. That was nice. Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me now? It looks like it. Okay. Sorry. Okay, yeah. Double checking. I am being careful. Hold on. Okay. So, sad blessings, everybody. I have a praise here from Brother Gideon. And he says, so after leaving my dad's church, we started some Sabbath services, and I'm literally seeing the loud cry being fulfilled before my very eyes. People are asking about the Antichrist, Mark of the Beast. However, it hasn't come without its troubles. My old girlfriend, who was part of that church, could destroy what my father has because it's a church. I've also had pastors accuse me of stealing sheep. In fact, I've been blacklisted from certain members that I shouldn't talk to anybody in the church. They see that the message is having effect. So they're telling their members to warn people from listening to me. That literally sounds like prophecy being fulfilled. He says, I have all this in direct messages in writing. In fact, one of the pastors from my old church spied on our online service today to see what was going on. And he's blessed by what he's hearing. But the Lord keeps on sending people who are eager to learn. So praise the Lord. And amen, bro. But yeah, praise the Lord, bro. You know, even if they're saying that you're quote unquote stealing sheep, but as the word says, rather, you know, Christ's his own people will follow him whithersoever he goeth. You're not doing anything. Christ is the one leading the people out of the fallen church. And so, therefore, warring against Christ. Just point blank. I also have a praise myself. I want to praise the Lord for an opportunity to reconnect with a friend that I made in the past couple of years. It's probably been a good while since him and I have talked. But ever since I started talking to him again, he does have eyes. He has eyes to see that there is something strange that is going on in this world. And until I spoke with him, he wasn't exactly sure, because he had been seeing and hearing reports about this COVID-19 pandemic stuff, and he just wasn't sure. But after having a chance to share a testimony with him, someone who I personally know told me that someone died of a cocaine overdose, but instead it was marked as a COVID-19 death, he was then assured. He simply did not comprehend, though, why everything was going on the way that it was going on. And I want to praise the Lord that I actually had the chance to preach to him about why all this is going on. Now, when I was preaching to him, it's not something that was just a conversation where it was only between him and I. And it's one of the social media apps, so as I'm talking to him, on a live stream, and Lord willing, this will continue on in the future, because that means anybody else who comes into the room at the time will be able to hear the third angel's message being preached. And I want to praise the Lord, because I did have an opportunity to talk to him about the Sunday laws, how COVID-19 is all connected to Sunday laws and things like that, and also to preach to him about his need to keep the Sabbath. And praise the Lord, he does see the need for keeping the Lord's commandments. And so I want to ask that you please pray for this dear soul, because he is accepting the truth, and so Satan is obviously going to come in and is going to attack. And especially with the fact that preaching on a live stream means that this is going to be groups of people who are eventually going to start hearing this. And like I said, Satan's going to attack. So praise the Lord. And thank you very much for your prayers, and Sabbath blessings, everybody. And I'll see you all in a bit. I put down the mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. I have so much to be thankful for. First of all, I praise the Lord for my salvation. Enjoy my salvation. And I pray the Lord, this was a few days ago. My husband had some friends over, and they were in his man cave in a garage. And one of my close friends, and he came into the house to go to the bathroom. And I talked to him normally here and there, and he started talking to me about religion, and I was just like, whoa, you know. And so we got to talking, and he's reading some book. I don't remember what it is. I had him curiosity on religion and things of that sort. And so we had a good hour, and my husband was even like, you know, wondering why he was in the house so long, you know. And I just pray the Lord for giving me the opportunity to share the truth with him. And at the end of our conversation, I ended up giving him the Great Controversy for him to read, because he told me he loves to read. I told him I'm going to get him a King James Bible. And I told him that's the main book you need to read. But I said the Great Controversy, you understand. I gave him the thicker one. Has the history and the into history, and I thought that would really intrigue him. And so I prayed for him His name's Seth. He's a young man, and he's just searching for the truth. And I just pray to the Lord for the opportunity. And also, Lord, it sounds like, you know, a lot of us are dealing with appetites of the flesh, sugar, sweets. I know that one of my goals that I've been praying to get over. And you know, I think we're at this time where we really get serious about and time for us to really prepare for these end times. And I think as you watch Pastor and you listen to Pastor's message, to just focus on our health and get our immune system boosted up. And just so you know, sugar, it hurts your immune system. And if that doesn't help you get rid of sugar, I don't know what will. I, like many of you, I love sweets. And so I was in prayer and confessing to the Lord, and I was just like, please, please help me overcome appetite for the flesh. Because even, you know, we know that's one of the main hurdles that we're all going to have to deal with, appetite for flesh. And so when I was in prayer, and this is the most awesome thing, guys, I didn't hear it with my ears, but I heard it in my mind. And I know you know the Holy Spirit can talk to you in your mind. And as I was in prayer, he said, feed the soul, not the flesh. And I'll tell you what, guys, I was just like, whoa, I just started weeping and crying because I was like, I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that. How do we feed our soul? Through our daily bread, right? Through God's word. That is what we need to focus on. Feed our soul, not our flesh. Obviously, we need to eat, but we need to focus on, you know, healthy. You know, I'm eating more fruits and vegetables, and I'm trying to get away from, I'm trying a raw diet. I'll have a little bit of oatmeal with fruit in the morning, and then I'll have a huge salad with just about every kind of vegetable you can imagine in it. And so I'll make my own salad dressing, so there's no oil in it, mostly lemon juice. And I use dates, so if you want a little bit of that sweetness, I use dates, and I just mix it all up with some spices, you know, not spices, but herbs. And it is so good. And of course, garlic, I put lots of garlic. Garlic's so good for you. And so I make my own dressing, and I have this big, huge salad, and I can eat like twice a day now, and I'm fine. And if I do get a little hungry, I'll have like a banana or a piece of fruit or something. But, you know, I just praise the Lord that he, because I'm not tempted now. My husband will buy like ice cream and candy bars. I never was really an ice cream eater anyway. But it's the other stuff, the sweets and the cookies and all that. Now I just look at it and I have no desire to eat it. I am not even tempted in that area. And I just praise the Lord for that because that's something the Lord's strengthening me. And guys, you know, just keep praying. The Lord will strengthen you to overcome whatever, you know, whatever you're struggling with. And, you know, I don't, you know, all of us have things we're struggling with. And you just lay it at the altar. Give it to God. Surrender it to him. You have to surrender it to him. And he will take it from you. And I have had, I used to be addicted to coffee. He took that from me. That cold turkey, I was able to quit. Yeah, I thought my head was going to split open, you know, for like 3 days, but I knew it would be worth it at the end, you know, to just be totally done with caffeine. I used to be a coffeeholic, so I was drinking it like all day long. As strong as you know, I used to buy black silk soldiers. That's like, you can't even get stronger coffee than that. And so I would just drink it straight, and I was having headaches. And this was years ago when I gave that to the Lord. He took that for me, and meat was easy for me to give up. I really wasn't a big meat eater, but I would eat chicken and stuff. But I was able to give that up cold turkey, and I praise the Lord for that. And you know, alcohol. I never was a big drinker, but I, you know, when I used to go to bars and stuff with my husband, I would drink alcohol. So that was no problem for me to give that up. But it seemed like the sweet was a big issue for me, and I love bread, you know. And so I'm really trying to cut down. I get Ezekiel bread now, which is so much healthier for us, guys. And I don't know if you know, maybe make your own bread. But, you know, there's just so much, you know, just buying regular white bread, that is not, you know, it's not good to I just praise the Lord for helping me with my diet, and I feel like I'm a testimony to my husband. I'm eating healthier, and I'm hoping, because he's got so many issues that you guys all know, that I can be a good example to him and to my grandkids, that I have my grandkids over. I buy them lots of, when they come over, I have fruit always ready. We have a snack for them. We'll have fruit and things of that sort, and just trying to eat healthier. And so I just praise the Lord for him delivering me from my cravings for sweet sugar, and trying not to have as much oil in my diet. And many of you, we're really starting to experience all that, and I think it's so important, because this is going to give us a clearer mind. It's going to give us better discernment. It's going to, not only are we going to be healthier, our immune system is going to get boosted. If we have to get vaccines, like Pastor Craig said, we need to do everything we can to build up our immune system so that we can, and then do the, the colloidal silver and whatever we need to do if we have to get a vaccine. I can't emphasize enough, brothers and sisters, that we really need to get serious with our walk now, and just being God's word daily, praying without ceasing, so important. And I love you all. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Love to see his hand move. It's just, especially in today's world with all these bad hands moving all over the place. Well, I thought that was it, but Brother Zimbe sent me another another praise. And Brother Samuel, I have one from him too, so that's all I got left. And we may fall out. I just noticed, I've never seen this before in my life, a ping when you test for a speed on an ISP. Like if you got like a 20 millisecond ping, that's good. Anything over 100, it's slow, it's kind of bad. But I've never seen it over 100. I mean, I've usually seen it like 80 or 90. Whoa, the ping's real bad, right? It was 768. So. But there is an issue with the Western Ohio connection, so I got a feeling that we're part of that connection. So I'm not even about, because they put out an alert saying, yeah, they got issues, and so but at least it started happening towards the end of the service, But it happened last week too. So please keep this in your prayers, because there's no other game in town except AT&T, and I don't know if I want to do a two-year contract locked in here, so please keep it in prayers that they fix this situation, or we do find fiber internet in our area. So anyway, Brother Matthew just sent a PM of a praise. He goes, Sabbath blessings to you. Oh no, he's leaving. Okay. Oh, just in case we go out. Okay, yeah. Right. So like if we fall out, Sabbath blessings to you too, bro. All right, so let me read these two praises in case any Sabbath blessings. Brothers and sisters, I thank God for the amazing care for his people. He took me out of the city temporarily before the president of Uganda pushed a lockdown. Now, where I was, I could have served these tombs of quarantine because I was not earning after I was fired from work because of a friend who accepted Christ. See that? It's amazing, The Lord worked it out perfectly for him to be someplace where he wouldn't have been able to have been lockdown was, and he was fired because he was sharing his faith. Anyway, King took me out on the same day the president pushed for the lockdown, burning all kinds of transportation. I thank him for his support to me. Amen. In the countryside where I am, I have had a very amazing time for, and thank him for the wisdom he has given me throughout these 2 months, and enabling me to share my faith with things to do. I do fellowship alone, or worship alone is probably what he means, but still I pray for them. They have not been as bad as I expected them to be towards me. God gave me favor in their sight. So amen. And then he says, though I am in a countryside temporarily, I am praying to God that he leaves me completely out from the city and still out in the country and get even closer to him. I also thank God for the truth. I just can't stop smiling every time I get into his word. It's just so amazing and so amazing. And it does, okay, he says, and taking to see his word unfolds in passages, flying off the papers. Okay, the word breathe probably shouldn't have been in there. Plus, I thank him for how his word exposes the lies of Satan so plainly. Glory be to God. Remember, we were talking about this years ago in regards to putting the armor on so that when the little darts from Satan come along, you'll easily avoid them. You won't fall for it because you've got the word of God in you. You know, you've been reading it, and now you can see those little sneaking darts. So he goes, I also thank him for his mercy and putting in capital letters, indeed, he is so merciful. He has proven to me several times that his grace is enough for me and no need to despair but to trust his promises. Also, he got off my laptop, which I did not travel with, and putting me back to pen and paper. Or he got me off my laptop is what he probably meant. And he has taught me how to do studies with pen and paper. The good thing about this is that it is an old school method of Bible study, and it really gives you its word since you have to write down everything pertaining to that particular topic. I still have much to thank him for, but praise ye the Lord. Amen, brother. I also want to praise the Lord, even though we're having, you know, issues with the internet again, and we lost quite a few people in the stream, but we were fair in that we were matching the stream with the chat room. It was like 50 in both, 55 in both or something. And the radio is like really, really good. And on a testimony Sabbath. See, this is the thing that we've got over 100 families with us right now on a testimony Sabbath. And I want to pray. A lot of times the people, maybe it's because the testimony made last year, you know, it's just, you know, a couple, 3 months ago, maybe we'd started seeing more people in the testimonies. Anyway, this is my last one I have, in case anybody puts their hand, from Brother Samuel. He says, hello, Pastor Nick. I would like to give my praises for Testimony Sabbath. He says, first and foremost, I must say that the Lord has been good to me. I praise him for his grace and love for me. He truly has been merciful to me. Here is just a few ways in which I have seen his hand move this past month. I was preaching in the town center of South End. More than a few people were running around and sitting on the benches listening to the message. One of these people happened to be a Christian man named Richard, who told me that he had decided to travel to South End that day to go to the beach. He told me that the Lord was calling him to get off the beach and to walk into town center where he saw me preaching. He said it was amazing that I was preaching on topics in Revelation, that he was thinking about that whole day after he watched a YouTube video from a channel called SDR Media. That's Pastor Craig's, by the way. Isn't it? Is it? Yeah, I think that's Pastor Craig's. I told him, oh yeah, he goes on. He says, I told him that was Pastor Craig from our church. Please keep Richard in your prayers. That is so neat. He used to keep the Sabbath, but went back to Sunday keeping churches after going to an SDA church for a bit and see a possibly in logo of that church. I told him that the SDR stood for Pastor Craig's channel and about this church family. He has since come to hear me preach twice. Also, I was arrested and taken in a police van for preaching, but I thank the Lord that I was unarrested. I was told to stop preaching, but I went straight back out to share some prophecy in the POGM website with a 13-year-old boy who had been listening to me preach intently and saw me get arrested. After this arrest at the beginning of last month, I noticed more people started listening to me preaching in South End as the word got around a bit that I had been arrested. Praise God that the police seem to have been given up trying to stop the message for now. And I also praise the Lord that him getting arrested was opened up the eyes of the other people that, hey, this man must have something to say. And most people don't trust government now today, especially during this so-called pandemic. They don't. Most people know everybody's being lied to by the government. So now when they see somebody getting arrested for saying things, yeah, you kind of want to hear this guy. Unless, of course, they're really goofy like InfoWars and they're out there making up all these crazy things. All right, so anyway, he goes on to say that this week the Lord has moved me to travel to London to preach at Trafalgar? Yeah, Trafalgar Square. As there have been thousands of protesters and more people in general about in the city. Why can't we get places like that? Well, in America, it just doesn't work that way. He's not in America, obviously. But man, I'd love to be able to. Oh. Anyway, I was preaching when two girls started calling me hateful after they asked me for my views on homosexuality, in which I told them it was sinful and wrong. They then claimed I was a racist. Oh, yeah, that's just, you know, that's a weird answer. But anyway, a large crowd started gathering, but thankfully a couple of Christian brothers helped to work the crowd so I could continue preaching. There was a man filming the scene, and he showed me his work broadcast, the American broadcaster, CNN. He interviewed me, and I told him I was there and explained the mark of the beast being the Sunday laws. So I pray that when on the I doubt CNN will say it, but it'll be nice if they do. But he says, I pray that went on news or YouTube or somewhere. For some of the actors then tried drowning me out with chanting, but the Lord gave me power to continue preaching over them. I don't use a speaker or a megaphone, he puts in parentheses. Eventually, they just gave up and went away when they saw I wasn't moved. The Christian man who helped me out said it was great that I was preaching the law of God and told me that he started keeping Sabbath after the Lord spoke to him and told him that the Sunday churches are the tares. Wow, the Lord is moving, brothers and sisters. Amen and amen. Okay, going on, he says, I told him about the SDR church and he said he just keeps Sabbath by himself since finding out about it. So keep him in your prayers for his name is Leon. Me, Leon, and another brother I met in London called Darren have plans to go out together preaching and handing out tracts. Many people have heard the truth about the Sunday laws this past month. Finally, I want to thank him for the moments of indescribable and intense peace that he has given me. A few days ago, he had me laid down in the courtyard where I live, and I saw three shooting stars go by. All glory to our loving and forgiving Father. Amen, brother. Amen, Brother Samuel. Man, oh man, the Lord's hand is moving. The loud cry's getting louder, brothers and sisters. It's not. The sprinkling's getting a little bit heavier. Keep staying your Bibles. All right, Sister Fran's got something she wants to share, so I'm going to...
Seven blessings again, brothers and sisters. I have a praise here from Sister Novi, and she says, I want to praise the Lord for the travel mercies and for God's guidance and for his blessings. I would like to also praise his name that a lockdown in the Philippines led 20 souls to accept Bible studies with our brethren. Since the lockdown, no one is allowed to go out from their houses, but some of our brethren were able to visit them and held nightly Bible studies. Praise Jesus for the precious souls that are now fellowshipping with our brethren every Sabbath. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. So even during this, so this is what, you know, faith, brothers and sisters, you know, even during these crazy times when the government's trying everything they can to try to shut us up or just make people fearful, because that's really what they're all about. As a matter of fact, we got a couple of quotes from some politicians, one on camera, one on radio. I'm digging them up. I'm trying to find them because I put them in one of my blogs and I can't find them, where they said, yes, we use fear because it helps us control the people. Yeah. You know, just like Hitler, same exact thing. And so, but yeah, and in the meantime, with these lockdowns that they thought they were so crafty to do this and that, or Satan thought he was so crafty, hey, our Lord's a lot more wise than a fallen angel. You know, okay, angels are super intelligent, fallen or not, but still, they're created beings. Our God's the great God of heaven. And he could put those angels in their place, no problem. As a matter of fact, he's going to do that in about 1,000 years. So we got some music, and because I don't see any more. Let me scroll up and down in the stream or in the chat here. And thank you all for sticking around, dealing with the lag and all that on the stream, because the lag doesn't really affect us that much in the chat room, because we're using a different bandwidth, if you will. For some reason, it doesn't make sense that it affects us on the stream, though, on YouTube, because I'm using their servers. So why is it I'm buffering over there? That shouldn't even be happening, because their servers are doing... I'm just sending one stream. It's not like I'm sending... 100 stream over. So, yeah, Leon was the guy's name. The second name was Leon. And then Darren was another one that Samuel was talking about. So, hopefully it'll all be cleared up so that at the 5 o'clock you won't have to deal with, because I noticed Brother Sean's mic was like, it wasn't going in and out. It was going in and out with treble. It was weird. It was like, all of a sudden you could hear him clearly, then it was muffled. Then it was clearly, then it was muffled. But you could still understand everything he was saying. It was just up and down, up and down. So that has to be the bandwidth on my end causing that. Oh, that was your fault? Okay. That's good to know then. because I really wouldn't know how to fix that on my end. Because the bandwidth is going up and down, up and down. I've never seen a ping at 768 milliseconds. It literally took 30 seconds for that to even show up. 768 ping. Yeah, just pinging. It's usually at anywhere between 17 and 23. All right, so let me drop the mic. Someone's going to be putting up some music here in a moment, and then we're going to pray out and have a little bit of fellowship. All right, so let me drop the mic. Father, thank you so very, very much for blessing us on the Sabbath day with your presence. Thank you for letting us be able to continue the church service, even though it was kind of laggy and, you know, limping along. Thank you for the people that stayed and for allowing the connection to be stable enough at times to do what you would have us do. Thank you for changing the showbread and continuing to do so on this Sabbath. And thank you for blessing everyone on our prayer list, especially those that are lost. There's Father. And the latter rain, so we can go, even without it, we can get the opportunity to go forth and help them. If the latter rain is going to take longer than we thought, we don't know. We trust you. And we offer this prayer to you in the name of the Son, our Savior, our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.